She didn't.
She ran away. You want a cold pack? You can have anything you want. Okay. Hey, Pella Windows and Doors. Shouts out to Pella. Love you, Pella. Pella Windows and Doors of Omaha. Inspired design, exceptional detail. Helping sponsor things for us as we're rocking and rolling our way through a Tuesday. This hour is presented by Nebraska Medicine, offering leading-edge services you won't find anywhere else in the state. 402-951-1620 is the number of the Acadian Grill Scratch Kitchen hotline. All right.
By the way, real quick, I got to say this about Pella, because they're hanging out over here. They have koozies. I grabbed one of their koozies because this thing is going to keep my drink nice and cold.
Gosh.
Oh, man. Game changer. I have one. I put it in my backpack already. Oh. So come by and get a koozie. These koozies are
you
awesome.
You don't want a thin
no,
koozie.
The ones that like is water. Oh,
that's
watery.
Like, if you hold up a koozie and it bends.
Yeah, you're having a bad time.
Throw it away.
That's a good koozie. This koozie is going to keep your drink cold for hours.
Yeah.
Hour. That's
now, you also don't want one of those koozies that it's hard to get. Like, okay. What we got?
It's a sucker. It's tulip suckers.
Tulip suckers? All right. Heck yeah.
Hey, I've never been happier to get a tulip sucker in my life. This is good. This is really good.
All right. Look forward to that.
Real quick, side note with the koozie. You don't want a koozie that's too hard to get the beer into the koozie. Like,
where you're like,
the can, you're like.
Where if you accidentally open it before you put it in the koozie, suddenly there's beer everywhere.
You don't
that's
want that.
The worst.
You don't want that
That's
either.
The worst.
All right. You do not want that. All right. Let's do this. So, Josh and I were corresponding via text message this morning, and we arrived at this topic. We're going position by position for Nebraska and giving each position group what we like.
Mm-hmm.
And what our concern is.
So not dislike, but just I'm
just concerned.
I'm concerned about this at this point in time.
And I will say this real quick. Doing this is another window into like, wow, favorite to pick the West.
Yeah.
To win the West.
Yeah. Phil Steele, his magazine's out, Nebraska's favorite to win the West. Yeah.
Okay, well let's go offense first.
Yeah.
You want to start with the big boys? You want to start with the O-line?
Let's do that. Let's save quarterback
for
last.
Work,
all right.
Let's
I like
work
that.
Our way back.
Yeah.
Because quarterback's like the –
yeah.
I don't even know what to do with that. You want to do that now? You want to get that done?
With? I got a concern with the quarterback.
Okay,
room.
Give it to me.
All right. I think the depth is overrated. Like, everyone loves it right now because, of course, Adrian Martinez. He's the starter. You don't have to say anything bad about it. Like, he's great. I love Adrian Martinez. I'm not worried about him. But – I know that the guys behind him have played in games, but Andrew Bunch and Noah Vedral to this point in time, there hasn't been a lot that I'm like, yeah.
It's
like,
a lot of assuming.
Yeah, it is. Like, they're backups that have played, and that's better than what it was at this time a year ago. But I'm not just like, if he goes down, the season changes dramatically, which is the case for almost every team in the country. Very few teams are Alabama a year ago. But my concern is I think the depth is a little overrated to what people think. My like, of course, is like everything
best
about
best quarterback in the Big Ten.
Best quarterback in the Big Ten. And look, the depth has played in games. So at least there it's experience. But I just think it's a little overrated. That's my concern.
Yeah.
What did you write down for concern?
I wrote down, and this is like really getting a stretch.
Yeah.
People got film on him. I don't know. I literally was like, I initially wrote down playmakers around him, and I was like, wait
a minute.
That's
not him, though.
That's not him.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. It's not him. And so my concern is, I guess, now that there is at least some film on him.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good point.
That's the extent I can, I really wanted to focus on Martinez. Cause I was
okay.
I'm like, I really wanted to focus on Martinez.
Yeah.
Cause that's, you're right. I mean, I think the depth may be a little,
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's not act like, you got Cardale Jones and Braxton Miller waiting
they
in the wing here.
They have played in games,
know?
Which, look, that is very valuable. Yeah. Andrew Bunch started a game last year. That's valuable. So he has that experience, and Vedral has experience of games. And look, I understand the Vedral situation was weird. We were just talking about getting immediate eligibility. That came out of nowhere. He didn't expect it to happen. I continue to wonder how much of his poor performance in the limited time last year was like, look, he's grown up rooting for this program. Now he's playing for this program. Like,
I think there was a little.
Did the moment get to him a little
bit? I was going
to
say. I think there was a little like, oh my God, this is like, imagine something you've dreamed about your whole life probably.
And you get it.
And then all of a sudden you're there.
Yeah. But it
it's
came
like
out of
an out-of-body experience.
You were expecting it to happen maybe next year, not so much right away. So look, you can easily write that off and he could be much better this year. But that's my really only concern. I have no concerns with
him. The only thing I can compare it to is the first time I got on the floor in a Kansas basketball game, it was like I was floating.
Yeah.
First time I got the ball,
what'd you do?
Just shot it.
Yeah. And? Did it hit the rim at least?
It was front. It looked good. I thought I was like, call me JJ Redick.
Call me.
And just front rim, back. It was front rim, backboard, off.
Oh, I didn't get the Kawhi roll?
Yeah, against EA Sports. I almost lit up EA Sports.
It's in the game.
Yeah. Okay, so that's quarterback.
All right.
Offensive line. What I like is, and this is kind of the improvement last year. Like that.
Dude, that's what I wrote down.
They, They improved last year.
Yeah.
They were pretty much had 100 yards per game on the ground more from 2017 to 2018. That's significant.
Even with the struggles they had kind of in the after the Colorado game against Troy, against Michigan, against Purdue and Wisconsin, like even after some of those struggles, they were still able to do that. Yeah, so I wrote down that the group improved in 2018 and that they have a great coach running the show. So like those two things together, it's more of like trusting the brain power kind of behind the room. And look, there is experience back, obviously, but you know, then you get to the concerns and, you know, for me, it's like, what's going to happen at center? You start there.
I just wrote center, and then you'd think about, I mean, if you had to narrow it down, you'd say what's happening at center, but really a lot of the spots are
kind of up for grabs at this point in time.
But wouldn't you say center, that's the main one?
For sure, 100%. Yeah. And you know, like there's rumors going around right now about Cam Jurgens and his health and what's going on with him, and we still haven't gotten anything official. But, you know, if that's true, then, you know, we've been wondering who's going to be the starter all offseason. That question is even more pertinent if stuff's going on with Jurgens. So, yeah, it's just, you know, who's gonna play is kind of like the simplistic way of saying what's your concern. Who's going to play? Yeah. Who's going to start?
There's no established five there.
No,
absolutely not. And you need that.
Yeah.
Okay, running back. What I like is Mills. I don't think we understand how enormously valuable it is that Mills is in the equation.
It's a guy that's played not only in college football but in a Power Five conference where Georgia Tech played. So obviously he played in the ACC, put up really good numbers there. I wrote. You know, the potential of the group is high, and there is some proven depth there. If Washington is still on the roster, if there's not, then that depth is gone because Mills has played.
See, that's the hard part.
And so, yeah. So
are we coming from a standpoint of, like, are we assuming the best that Washington's in there?
Yeah, exactly. Or are we not?
Because if we're assuming Washington's in there, you know what I really like is I think those two guys complement each other.
It's a great
balance.
Yeah, and I think Ramir Johnson, I think he's going to play quite a bit. Damon and I talked about him a little bit over the weekend here at the College World Series. So, like, I think there's a lot of potential, but it is unproven. And then you get to the concern, and that is, what happens to Maurice Washington, and is the potential of this group able to be reached? Like, that. Like I just love the different types of backs they have. Like, I think that they're great compliments, as you just said.
Right.
But at this point in time, they haven't done it together. And so this is one of those questions of like, all right, just give me like two or three games just so I can get an idea on them. And if maybe we get a good answer, then we're not going to have to be concerned anymore.
Yeah, because I'm with you. I mean, the status of Maurice Washington.
Yeah.
But even with Washington, everything in your way of projecting next year centered around Washington with a full year of putting on weight, strengthening it, like all the things that you thought would make him more durable and all this stuff. Like, I don't know where that's at.
Yeah, is he working out? Where's his head game at right now?
So I also go, so not only just his status, but like where's he at
mentally and physically?
And physically,
yeah.
So that would be a big concern.
It's going to be great in what, a month and a half when fall camp opens up and they allow media to go in and take pictures just to see what he looks like. Like, what will he look like? And I imagine they're going to keep him away from the media. I imagine he's not going to talk at all because he doesn't need to. He hasn't in a while. But, like, I just want to see what he looks like.
Has he been – one thing I don't know, I know the limited participant in spring ball. Does that mean he was a limited participant in the weight room too?
It's a great question. We never really got an answer on, like, how many practices did he attend? What's he doing in terms of work? Because he's still on campus. He got, you know, the weed thing happened on campus when he got busted for it, last month or earlier this month. So he's obviously there. You would assume if he's there that he's working out. He's not just hanging out in his dorm.
You just sort of assume, like, okay, while he might not be practicing, I don't understand why you wouldn't lift.
Totally.
But I don't know.
Yeah, we don't. That's a good question.
Okay, I guess I should have. I clumped wide receiver tight end together.
Same. Yep.
Okay,
no worries there.
Good. What I like is, and this is kind of like a longer, I think because of the attention that J.D. Spielman will get,
ooh,
Wandale is going to flourish. Like, I think Wandale Robinson is the real deal, and I think that dude is about to ball out. And so I like the fact that you at least have one guy that if you really pay a bunch of attention to J.D. Spielman, Wandale can, I think, can really, really hurt you. Yeah. I think he's one of those guys that is all he's cracked up to.
I wrote, yeah, when I wrote like, I wrote JD and Wandale. And look, the tight end room's actually not too bad either.
Agreed. Sneaky, underrated.
Yeah, they played pretty well in the back half of last season. But yeah, I mean, if I'm looking just at straight up likes, JD Spielman for sure, he's a proven commodity. And Wandale, he's not a proven commodity, but he has all the athleticism in the world. He showed up very, very well in the Army All-American Bowl. And I don't know, want to always take away like big snap judgments from that thing, but I thought that he showed like,
sure,
you could see his athleticism, because I think that's what you can tell the most in those types of games is just like who's athletic and
who's
not.
Yeah. Even Danny Woodhead went to practice, and he was like, Wandale can move.
Yeah,
like,
so I really like that. But then you get into the concern, and you know what? I'm going to add one from what I wrote down earlier. So the first thing I wrote down was, beyond JD, everything is unproven. And, I mean, that's really the case, but I want to add this too. JD has gotten hurt.
That's what I wrote down.
Multiple times in both seasons. You know, I remember last year, of course, he missed the Iowa game. Like, we don't really talk very much about the fact that he missed the Iowa game and they only lost by 3.
Right.
You know, what happens if he's out there? He almost, missed the Northwestern game. Like, his durability is a concern, as is everyone else, because outside of Cade Warner, I need to see more from everybody.
I agree. I wrote down JD's health. I think that's a real thing. All of a sudden, you lose JD. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. The likes and concerns for the offense. On the other side, let's get into the defense.
Mm-hmm.
What we like, what we're concerned with position by position. Josh Peterson, Nick Ball, live from the Omaha Baseball Village on 1620 The Zone.